Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Welcome once again to the Elevated Places Network and tonight's program, Elevated Places Presents Ask Minister Ava with myself, your host, Sister Ava Muhammad. Okay. I think we have a technical issue here. Okay, we sound like we're good now. I thought I heard myself in someone's background.
I thought I did too. You have backup music of yourself.
Okay. Well, once again, brothers and sisters, we are so happy to have you with us tonight. This is going to be a very special, exciting program, and it's a break, Brother Terrence, from some of the more devastating and depressing news, you know, that is surrounding us. There was another mass shooting today. I haven't got the latest update. It's in a rural area of Maryland, and at the time that my daughter Sherelle called me to tell me, and it was on the news, but I think they said the shooter was, their phrase was no longer a threat. I don't know what that means.
Right.
there were multiple injuries, but I do not think there were any deaths, but we'll stay on top of that. But the point is this continues. It continues to escalate. Gas is here in Chicago. Premium unleaded is pushing up to $7 a gallon. I went to Sam's Club today to get a discount, and it still cost me somewhere in the neighborhood of $90 to fill up my tank. And that's with about an eighth of a tank left. So this
come on.
And we're being told to prepare for it to go higher. Someone told me, oh, this isn't necessary. I said, not only is it unnecessary, it's deliberate.
That's right.
So we'll have to look deeper into that. But, of course, our problem is, as a people, we have yet to obey the directive of God himself given to us through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it's in throughout Scripture. And that is, come out of her, my people. We have been instructed to separate ourselves from the children of our slave masters, our natural enemy who kill us in the streets, kill us in our beds, kill us in church, kill us in the supermarket. And so as long as we stay with them, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated, accurately and with such precision, as long as we live with white people, we will live under white people. And therefore what occurs and what happens to them and their unraveling nation is happening to us. So we have to step up with due diligence and speed the move to go and do for self. And we are pleased, though, to see that in so many fields of endeavor, our people are moving out to express who we are as original people. And everything that's happening is essential to the kingdom of God. And tonight's guest and the special event coming up, in fact, a week of activities beginning June 30th through July 3rd, and we'll get into that momentarily. But at this time, none other who just hopped off a plane yet again. You must have 3 million miles, Brother Terrence, my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. And let me not neglect to mention you'll be hearing from our beloved attorney, legal contributor, Sister Pamela Muhammad. And we want to thank our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, for making all of this come together. And with that, take it away, Brother Terrence.
Yes, ma'am. It is a wonder and a pleasure. It is just wonderful to once again be back here on the Elevated Places Network on the Ask Dr. Ava show. And, yes, Dr. Ava, that mass shooting, thanks to, and I'm going to give a shout-out to her anyway, Sister Rona, gave us the information it was a mass shooting in Smithsburg, Maryland, 3 killed, 3 injured. The gunman exchanged gunfire with a sheriff. Both were injured and hospitalized. So this one shot back. No. Yes, yes. And another mass shooting and 3 injured in Smithsburg, Maryland. And it's interesting because next weekend is the Poor People's Campaign with Reverend Barber in D.C., which will be next June 18th. And also, I think the fighting for abortion rights or whatever, they're having a big march that same day in the afternoon. So it's going to be a lot going on. So we're going to see a lot, and there's a lot more summer activities going, a lot more people, a lot more crowds. So, you know, even though schools may be out, you know, we have to be very mindful of the time. And as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave us, the time and what must be done. We haven't mentioned that in a while, but the Time and What Must Be Done series is a series that we should all go back and study, because the minister laid it out back then, the time and what must be done and all of the things that we need to prepare ourselves for what is coming and has already come, as we already talked about, the unraveling of a great nation, Savior's Day 2020. We need to be paying attention, and as the swan song, we can make it. But there are divine instructions to make it from our Savior's Day this year of February 27th. So, Dr. Ava, you know, it's an honor, it's a blessing to be here once again. We want everyone to continue to follow MinisterAva.com, MinisterAva.com. Not only the books, but just to keep update, because, you know, y'all got spoiled with the master's class. You got happy about this. So I know y'all looking. I know y'all waiting. And just keep waiting, because more stuff is coming. We always are making more creative ideas. And Allah is working with Dr. Ava. And so she's constantly nursing from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So what do you expect? But more goodness to be shared and poured out to the masses. So stay tuned to MinisterAva.com. And, you know, we outside, so you just never know. You may see a sighting. You just never know. I'm not going to say nothing this year or next year, but you may have a sighting in a city near you. You might. This is just Brother Terrence talking. I don't know what's cooking in the pot. But we just want to make sure that everybody stays in tune, MinisterAva.com, and also continues to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, we want to make sure that we are always paying attention to that. And once again, also, this is the 22nd mass shooting. Listen, 22nd mass shooting for the month of June, with 7 happening on June 4th, 5 on June 5th, and 4 on June 7th. That's a lot of mass shootings already just in the month of June. My birth anniversary, which I celebrated with our brother Darius. Shout out to Brother Darius. Celebrated yesterday. Brother Amon, Sister Tamika Mallory, We all celebrated birth anniversary on yesterday. But there's lots more mass shootings, and we have not seen the stop of these mass shootings. And then there's also shout out to Student Minister Akbar's 80th birthday.
Yes,
he just had a birthday today. I think it's the 80th birthday, and there's a celebration for him.
Saturday the 25th,
hosted by Brother Jamil. It's the 80th birthday celebration. You can go to akbar80.com, akbar80.com, and to learn more about one of the angels helping the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Student National Representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Student Minister Akbar Muhammad. And also, this news is just coming in, Dr. Ava. The Gun Violence Archive site says there has been an average of 4 mass shootings per week since January 22nd. This is from our Elevated Places Network staff, Sister Donna Muhammad. That is absolutely crazy. 4 mass shootings per week since January 22nd. Let that sink in. Let that really, really sink in. How many mass shootings that have happened since January? 4 a week. And it's 7 days in a week, y'all, since January 22nd. So, moving on, let me get to my part of the recap. And really, I didn't really have a recap. This is a shout-out recap to Sister Naja. Sister Naja Muhammad. That didn't think I was going to express my love for my sister on this show and give her a shout-out. But the basis of that is that there was a conversation I was having with another sister, and this Sister Sandra from our national training staff, conference staff, and she had mentioned Sister Naja, and it was some other people, just as we heard from Sister Rona, sent me some information, Sister Donna sent me some information. I just wanted to give a shout out to all of those that's behind the scenes doing this work, building our nation, and doing the work that you would never know about, that you would never see. And I'm just taking this moment, Dr. Ava, because there's a lot that I found out today about certain people that are doing certain things that produce certain things that we just didn't even know about. And you probably would never know about these unsung heroes that are doing stuff for our nation, that are out there, that are working with you, Dr. Ava, that are working with the minister, that are the unseen heroes that are doing so much behind the scenes. Some of them I can name, those that are in some of the security we know may know some people, but not everybody knows everybody. Not everybody knows the ones that may type the letters or respond to the emails or craft the graphic designs, or that brother sometimes we recognize in our national meetings, some brothers that do a final call, but maybe that brother or sister that was the one that inspired this brother or sister to donate that large sum of charity, or that one that brought out a number of guests based off your word. Or like a brother in my city, Brother Harold Muhammad, he's always on the corner selling final calls and people making donations, and some people have come out to the mosque. But just a shout out to those people that you don't get your due recognition. Just know that you're not to do this work to be seen of men, but Allah, God, sees your work and knows your value. And never take anyone for granted, because you don't know what their contribution to the rise of our people. You don't know their contribution to everything that may be going on in the scope of helping the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I just wanted to give a shout out, because Dr. Ava, we know there's a lot of people that are doing things. Some of the research team is known. Some of the research team is not known, meaning that you may see some of the research team out there, and then you may not even know. But there's just a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes, and it's not to take away from the massive amount of news, you know, the hearing is going on, or the whatever thing they're having on Capitol Hill about January 6th, and I saw Congresswoman Adam Adams saying that he said January 6th didn't happen January 6th. The coup had already started before January 6th, and everybody that was involved in what happened in January 6th last year should be indicted and held accountable for what they did on the Capitol. And, of course, we know if it was black people, man, if we would have thought about going near it or even talking about it, there would have been indictments. But to actually see a surge of white people run up in the White House, sitting up in congressional seats and chasing security guards and crushing them indoors and nothing happening, you know, it's amazing. And as somebody sent me a clip today, Dr. Ava, people were talking about, you know, this mass shootings and this is not America. This is not who we are. And she had to remind, as the saying goes, killing and shooting as American as what? Apple pie and everybody's favorite pastime, baseball. This is America. As America killed us and still are killing us as black people in America. So to see a mass killing, we were the masses of people that was being killed and still being killed in America. And that's why Project Separation, if you didn't see it last Tuesday, make sure you go back and check out Project Separation. That is what we have to and must do. And we need to start by getting land and moving out on the instructions of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And as I close, stop looking for the latest of what has the minister said about this. What has the minister said about this? He said everything you need to hear about everything that has come and that is coming. He has already addressed the coming, the past, and the future. If you don't want to hear the divine guidance, stop calling and looking for the next lecture from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He has already stated it and has given divine instructions along with divine warning. Heed the word of God's servant in our midst, the Messiah. Back to you, Dr. Ava.
Yes, thank you so much, Brother Terrence. And, of course, as we're going to be pivoting to some good news and better news, I invite everyone, of course, we must be cognizant of the fact that, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated in Fall of America, we are now at the war that's going to lead to the war that ends all wars. And you see again, fire fed with fuel, the cover story of the Final Call newspaper, Russia warning U.S. weapons shipped to Ukraine are fueling war and conflict already impacting the world. Now here's some good news, because there's nothing more inspiring than a confirmation. Though you have faith, and we're past belief, we're into knowledge of who the man is that we follow. But it was a little under 2 years ago that Minister Louis Farrakhan warned our people here and in Africa, in the Caribbean, warned black people and then all of humanity who was willing to listen, don't take the vaccines. And this has saved countless lives. Well, I invite you to read this week page 8 and 9 of the Final Call newspaper, article by one of our research team members, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, News Analysis. The heading is Moderna CEO Laments. He said, people don't want the vaccines. That's the Moderna CEO. The people don't want the vaccines.
Come on.
And I'll just lift a little bit from this article. And don't forget what Minister Farrakhan said July 4th, 2020. Don't take the vaccines. There are 14 therapies in the world today we can use to fight against the COVID virus. And now as this pandemic has waned and become an endemic, even though poor lost sheep, many went to the slaughterhouse, many, many more did not. And the greatest frustration among eugenicists, depopulation leaders like Bill Gates, they have openly expressed their frustration that more than 95% of black Africans never got the vaccination, and COVID is virtually non-existent there. But this is from Brother Dr. Ridgely's article. This is a quote from the CEO. He said, nobody wants to take them. It's sad to say I am in the process of throwing 30 million doses in the garbage because nobody wants them. He said Moderna, his company, has 3 billion doses annual capacity. Pfizer has 4 billion doses. That's 7 billion doses. And the Chinese, he said, don't want any vaccine with mRNA.
Come on.
That's the component that really takes what they're jabbing people with out of the realm of even being a vaccine. This is
gene therapy
designed to tamper with your DNA and make you other than yourself on a genetic level permanently. So China said, don't bring nothing in here with mRNA in it. And the CEO goes on to say, and I'll close on this. So if you just take the Chinese population out, that's a billion people. You have more than one dose per person. And as we just discussed, the issue in many countries is people don't want vaccines. In the United States, people don't want vaccines. Around the world, there are a lot of people who don't want the vaccines. That is because there's a divine warner in our midst, and the tables are turning. And so with that point in mind, and there's so much more to get out of the Final Call newspaper, especially there's a beautiful article about our special guest who we'll be introducing momentarily. In the interim, you know, the minister always has told us, and it's from Scripture, they make mischief by means of the law. So aren't we blessed in elevated places to have our resident attorney who also hosts her own program on the Elevated Places Network, A Time for Justice. And I'm speaking of none other than our brilliant and sensitive sister attorney Pamela Muhammad, whose main focus is family, babies, children, seniors, the homeless, fighting against injustice against our people. But her spectrum of talent runs the entire rainbow of legal matters. And so each and every week she brings something to us to the table that will get those brain cells operating and focus on something other than TikTok. So with that, assalamu alaikum, Sister Attorney Pamela.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad and Brother Terrence. And I just have to say all praises are due to Allah. Sister Dr. Ava, I appreciate so much you making those comments about me, and I pray that I can live up to, you know, serving Allah and our people. There's such, you know, again, all praises are due to Allah. And we're so excited because our show, A Time for Justice on the Elevated Places Network, has reached a one-year anniversary. So today is actually our one-year anniversary, June 8th. That's when we did the first show. So we are so thankful to Allah for blessing us to continue on, you know, trying to, you know, just keep pushing. And the beautiful attorneys, the informed attorneys in the nation and around the country, black attorneys who give of their time to really try to bring, they bring it, they bring their best information. We're just so thankful, and we're thankful to you as well, Sister Ava, and your team on the Elevated Places Network. And I just wanted to say, kind of along with what Brother Terrence said, you know, people are still being killed. And this is a backdrop as to why separation is, you know, as we're taught, the only solution. Because there are two headlines that came out today regarding police killings in two of the well-known cases where killings excessive force resulted in the murders of our brothers. And the first one is the brother Patrick Loyola out of Grand Rapids, the brother who was from the Republic of the Congo. And he was killed April 4th with the traffic stop, you know, where we saw this officer just shoot him in the back of the head. And so he's actually the officer, Christopher Schuer, if you call him an officer, he's been charged with second-degree murder, and that was today. Another,
yes,
I think, ma'am. Really, yes, ma'am. And another important news report is that in the state of Louisiana, it was revealed today, and I pulled this off of the AP. The Justice Department has opened up an investigation into the police, the state troopers' use of excessive force. And if we remember, there was a brother by the name of Ronald Green, the Final Call, you know, they covered this story extensively where our brother was, you know,
yes,
chased and beaten, and his family, you know, were the ones to really push it to become a known in the public. And so there has been an investigation open in the state of Louisiana alleging pattern and practice. There's information against people, of course, who are, you know, traffic offenses when you're stopped and either being in handcuffs or not even resisting. They're using excessive force. It's a pattern and practice in the state. They're talking about how there's a pattern and practice of them concealing evidence of beatings and then deflecting the blame. They talk about how there are dozens of current and former troopers who said that these beatings of these people being stopped in traffic offenses is a culture, and there's nepotism and outright racism. There's also, and just a couple of things from the report, like they say the use of force, 67% of the state police force in recent years, this force is used against black people, but black people, of course, only make up 33% of that state's population. You know, they're alleging obstruction of justice. And I thought it was especially important to say that there is an officer that they raise. His name is Jacob Brown, and he has tallied 23 use of force complaints dating back to 2015, 19 of which were black people. And they have a video. They have many black men that, you know, they're bringing out in this investigation in Louisiana. But in this one particular video of 2019, you see a brother by the name of Aaron Bauman. And this officer, Jacob Brown, is hitting him with a flashlight 18 times after being pulled over in a traffic case. And in that case, of course, no investigation of the airport 536 days later. And this man, you know, suffered serious injuries as well. And so, I just want to say in closing and finally, there was a $1 billion lawsuit. I don't know if everybody heard it, but I just wanted to mention it. There was a $1 billion lawsuit filed against the FBI by our sister Simone Biles and 19 other claimants. And this lawsuit is relating to the sexual assaults that she and others suffered. Now, everybody knows that Simone Biles is the two-time Olympian, you know, 7 Olympic medals, 7 gold, and, you know, 4 gold, 1 silver, 2 bronze. So this sister, you know, has filed this lawsuit along with 90 other people against the FBI, saying that the FBI failed to, I believe it's, they failed to stop. They failed to stop the sports doctor when the agency first received allegations against him. And so this is dealing with this issue of sexual assault, sexual harassment, you know, sex trafficking, which was the subject of our show on Tuesday. So I just want to say last thing, that in the Simone Biles matter, because I don't know if we always hear this, you know, these women have already had a $500 million settlement by the University of Michigan with 300 women. And then another $380 million settlement that came from the U.S. Olympics Paralympic Committee. So $380 million. So this is very serious. And I just wanted to, those were the things I wanted to just, you know, share with the listeners tonight. And assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much, Sister Pamela. And it's
all praises due to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. It's interesting that you bring up a young black woman whom we all know for her magnificent mastery of gymnastics and winning gold medals in her sport. But it just shows you how there's no end to the abuse. The minister wrote in Self-Improvement, The Basis for Community Development, and we study this, and we will not evolve if we don't engage in that study. But there are four great impediments to self-development in this world. And the first one is racism, which we're acutely aware of. But the second one right behind it is sexism. And sexism and racism are the twin nightmares that we as black women have to endure and have had to endure, and that with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad given through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we are now fighting our way out of that. And there's a reason that 75% of the work is with the woman who is the second self of God. And so it's a perfect night, and we're gonna pivot to making Brother Terrence. Tonight's program is officially hereby declared a celebration of the first anniversary of A Time for Justice, which began on the birth dates of Brother Darius Muhammad and Brother Terrence Muhammad. I love it. And it has been announced on the birth date of Brother Minister Abdul Akbar Muhammad, the national assistant at the time of the rebuilding of the Nation of Islam, to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was key in the success of the rebuilding of the Nation of Islam, because it is his work that freed the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to be able to devote all of his time to teaching and traveling. And I came in the nation during his time as national assistant, and I can tell you he's one of a kind.
he is a
profound brother, and has a knowledge and way of presenting teachings that is so unique, and ultimately was named international representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So we're also talking about global travel. And with that, and I want you to jump in too, Brother Terrence, and stay on, Sister Pamela, because I am so excited with both of our special guests that we have here tonight. We have the multifaceted genius, Brother Hannibal Muhammad, who is here accompanying our special guest, Sister Carmen Muhammad. And Sister Carmen, I am so proud to call her not only my sister, but my friend. And
yes, ma'am.
To praise the Lord. And to see this sister move on a path of what ultimately is going to be dominance of the fashion world. And she moved quietly for many years, undetected, like Brother Terrence just talked about. There are those you know and those you don't. The Holy Quran speaks of that. There are prophets whose names you know and many whose names you don't know, okay? But eventually those names do become known because their work makes them known. And so we're so excited that coming up at the end of this month, there is going to be a special event, and it's right here in Chicago, the second annual International Modest Arts Awards Gala and Fashion Weekend. Now, look at that word in there, modest, modest. And ever since I've known her, that's what Sister Carmen has been about. And she's a beautiful, beautiful, classic MGT, Muslim Girl Training in General Civilization. I'm also just a great admirer of her children. And the list goes on and on. This is a real Muslim family. And so I'm not going to keep gabbling and all of that. Brother Hannibal is an artist. He's an author. He is so elegant, so gifted. And so I don't want to keep running my mouth. I want to turn the microphone over to you, Sister Carmen, so that you can tell us more about what's coming up at the end of this month. And again, if you can't find it anywhere else, you're going to find it in the final call. If you're not getting that final call every week, you're going to come to regret it because you're missing out on what you need to know to make the transition out of hell into heaven. And so this week on page 6, accept the challenge, a new standard of beauty. And with that, I'm turning the mic over to my sister, Carmen Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, beloved. Hugging you.
Wa-alaykum salam. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm sitting here, and I'm literally in tears, Sister Ava. Your words are so piercing to my soul. And I, you know, I really, 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 I only pray to the God that I am worthy of such words, because only Allah knows what is in my heart. And this journey, Sister Ava, that I've been on with this fashion sis, and I love you because you've always been an inspiration for me, you and other women, Mother Tynetta, Mother Khadija, Mother Clara. When I look at you all, I'm standing on your shoulders, and I'm standing on the shoulders of the mighty MGT, the mighty, 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 mighty MGT. Please forgive me for my passion, but this is what I'm feeling right now. I'm so full, Sister Ava. I'm so full. Because this has been a journey that's had so many twists and turns, so many highs and lows. It's not an easy thing. And I think when people look at it, Sister Ava, they think, oh, it's glamorous. But what they really, really, really don't realize is that your sister got a target on her back. And that target is because I'm trying to use fashion as a catalyst to usher our women back to God.
Yes.
It's hard, sis. It's hard. So with that being said, oh, my God, you started it, Sister Ava. You, you Dr. Ava, and Brother Terrence, and your sister, the attorney, y'all got me just feeling really, 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 really inspired. But this event, if it's okay with you, it really was born out of my experience in both my international appearances overseas and my appearances here in the U.S. I would go overseas, and I shared this with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I would be the only black woman. But I would always be standing proud because I had on that headpiece. And I knew that the minister had made friends for us all over the entire world. And I would watch the reaction of the people when they would see the fashion come down the runway. And I was blessed to put sisters on the runway with the headpiece on. And when I would see how they would up, I said, oh, Allah, this right here, this is the assignment. This is the assignment. And with that being said, I begin to see that there were no other black designers there. And I begin to question the founders. They befriended me. And I said, you know what? There are so many talented black designers that don't get this opportunity. And if you want me to come back, I got to be able to bring some with me. I'm not coming anymore just to walk the catwalk for you. I need you to recognize what we are doing as black designers. So they said, come on. And I remember the minister saying to me, sister, they love to see you coming because they're stealing your designs. And I said, my. So right after my last appearance in Paris, I made a conscious decision. This was right before COVID started. I said, you know what? There's never been a modest or all modest fashion show here in the U.S. I said, and I want to bring that into fruition. So I began to plan, and I began to take all of my personal finances and to soak it into hosting a modest fashion week in Beverly Hills. They ended up putting me on the Beverly Hills Times magazine, which was something they had never done, with a black face. And we were ready to do the show, and COVID hit, and it shut everything down. So for 2.5 years, everything that I had put into it financially was froze, everything. And I was like, oh, Allah, what am I going to do? And then when we got ready to have Savior's Day, and they said the minister's lecture was going to be the swan song, I started praying. And I said, Allah, I've got to do this. I've got to elevate or to attempt to elevate fashion here in this country. Not over there, but here, because I was looking at young black women, and I saw who they were gravitating to, the Megan Stallions, the Beyonce, the women in the strip club, whatever seemed to represent glitter and glamour. And I said, God, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I prayed about it. And it was after a Fajr prayer that I got the spirit and the message from God. You go, my daughter. You go and you do this. And in this journey of putting this all together, it's been such a great financial burden. I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, this event is right at close to $300,000. And I don't have no sponsor. Coca-Cola don't come sponsor us, okay? Because number one, They're looking at the melon in my skin, and they're not ready for us to step out there like that in front of the world. But I said, you know what? I'm backed by the spirit of free men that I know is going to see me through. And I knew it wasn't a conference call. It wasn't a conference call. It was a call for me. So I began to organize. And I began to pull all of these designers together, and all of them are not from black. They're not black, but they're from the original family. I began to talk to designers in the Philippines. I had a young girl in Iran who called me and said, can I come? I had designers from South Africa. I had a designer from every continent of Africa that called me and said, we want to come. We want to help you usher in this Modest Fashion Week. And then I'm sorry, but I really want to share this with you. So I got a call from a young lady who is supposed to be in the Asian world the one who authored the term Modest Fashion Week. And she called me and she says, I heard about your show, and I really want to be there. I want to help you. And I'm listening. She said, but I'm only going to come if you get rid of it, the Modest Fashion in front of it.
Whoa.
She said, and if I don't come, then the Asian world and the rest of the world will not recognize your event. And all the time I'm saying, she don't know who my God is. She just really don't know. So I said, okay. I said, well, ma'am, unfortunately, I will continue to promote any event that I'm doing as a Modest Fashion Week.
Come on,
I said, because modesty represents the female woman, and it talks about that in the Quran. And who in the hell do you think you are to try to dictate to me what I can and I can't do? I'm a free black woman following a free black man. So you just sit back and you watch what's going to happen when we do Modest Fashion Week here in America. And later on I found out it wasn't so much the problem that it was Modest Fashion Week. They didn't get here to do it first. They didn't want us to be the ones to usher in. Why not? We represent the highest epitome of a civilized woman. Mother Khadija Farrakhan in her travels with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan all over the world showed the world what a fashionista, a high-level civilized dressed woman looks like. She is the number one example of modest fashion. We don't sway with trends. We don't put on skinny jeans up under an abaya and claim that we are wearing modest fashion. I said, we were born into this when Master Farad Muhammad came here. We accepted that in our faith and in our belief. So hell no, you didn't offer no modest fashion because you had to do that. We did it out of the love for our God.
Oh, my God. So, oh, God.
That's what this event is all about. It's about ushering in a new narrative in the business of fashion. It's about ushering in a new dress, a new mind, and a new black woman, and a new universal woman. Because what we want the world to see is what modest fashion really looks like. Because, see, I've been in Dubai. I've been in these Modest Fashion Weeks. And Modest Fashion Week is not showing your cleavage. It's not having your shoulder out. It's not having your legs showing. So they got it a little mixed up. So when they come here, inshallah, they're going to get to see what a real Modest Fashion Week looks like here in Chicago, headquarters of the Nation of Islam.
Come on,
I'm sorry.
A Farrakhan soldier. Go ahead.
This is breathtaking. Everything you said to
ma'am.
That woman is a female Farrakhan.
No, ma'am. Yes, I'm
free
just,
black woman.
I mean, yes, ma'am. I am, sis. And no matter what they throw at me, and they throw some things at me right now, you know, because what we have not, I think what bothers me the most, honestly, Sister Ava, if it's okay to say this, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that our unity is more powerful than an atomic bomb. And I keep telling everybody, this ain't about Sister Carmen. I'm so small. That little dot on that paper, you can't even see me. You can't even see. Don't look at this as Sister Carmen's show. It's not about Sister Carmen. I am the vessel through which Allah is inspiring to step out there and to make this attempt. And it is an attempt because every time I turn around, they're calling me, telling me, we need some more money. We want to charge you $27,000 for labor that's going to take us 3 hours to put up. You understand what I'm saying? I'm driving home today, and I just have to share this with y'all. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to get on this call. And the light turned yellow, and I stopped, and the car comes speeding down and slams into the back of me, an Escalade truck. Almost put the back seat up into the front seat, and my grandchildren was in the back of that car. I said, Allah, walk by. We all got out and walked away. So I'm telling them, come on with it. Come on with it.
Bring it.
Because you don't know who I follow.
Oh, Allah. Oh, this is so inspiring, Sister Carmen. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You know, I get passionate. I get passionate and excited, and I asked my brother Hannibal to come on the line because the other night we were having a call with our team, and I got an awesome team of believers that have just stepped up, Sister Ava, and said, we're here for you. Man, we want to help you. Sister Sonia, Sister Katrina, Sister Georgette, Sister Vivian, Sister Hanifa, Sister Joy, Brother Minister Troy out of Detroit. He's sending a whole bus down here. You know, I mean, you, your staff, your station, all the wonderful podcasts, Brother Minister Jamil, his wife. I mean, it warms my heart so much. Because nobody knows what I'm dealing with. And the other day I got on the phone and my brother reminded me, he reminded me of the role of the women. And we hear that all the time in the lectures from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But I told him, I said, oh, brother, you got to come on this call with me so you can talk about how you see it as a brother involved with all us women trying to usher in a new narrative. So, you know, we're going to talk more about all these different things that's taking place over the weekend. But if y'all don't mind, is it okay for Brother Hannibal to say a few words about his inspiration for
yes,
me?
Ma'am. Absolutely.
Oh,
you know, and we love us some Brother Hannibal, too. So,
and
his line
and
is
I love
you
too.
That's right.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hannibal.
Wa alaykum salam. All praises be to Allah. What's up, family?
Oh, listen, we're all up now. We need to lift a glass of cold water or some sparkling cider and toast each other over the phone here.
Come on now.
Now we're over here catching a Holy Ghost.
That's
right. I'm telling you, if I was
we're
in the church, you would see me dancing right now.
Oh, me too.
You already
know.
Praise be to Allah, man. All praise be to Allah. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness there's no God but Allah. Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Sister Carmen, you have set a tone tonight.
Yes, she has.
All praise be to Allah.
Yes,
but when you were speaking, this is what came to my mind. We know that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad asked the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan to give him his mind. And we know that this beautiful man, this Messiah in our midst, has not had an independent thought in over 40 years. So that means when we hear him, who are we actually hearing from? And if we're hearing from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who we know is tied to Master Fahd Muhammad, who is the God, then who is he bringing us up into? If he's our teacher, that means you're looking at little Farrakhans. So as I'm listening to this sister, and I want everybody to understand that there is a shift happening right now. If we've been taught that 75% of the work is on the woman, and the minister teaches us that one of her biggest trials is modest dress, That's going to be her biggest trial. And we're watching our sister with a beautiful team working on helping to fulfill that 75%. That can only happen if we as men cover down the other 25%, which is producing the environment for our beautiful women and children can be creative and tap into what our sister Dr. Ava says, creative genius. So what we are looking at today is a beautiful thing. We are now bear witnesses to the clean glass being presented next to the dirty glass. Our beautiful minister spoke at 10:10:15, and he brought the beautiful women, our MGT, to the front of the stage, wrapped in many different crowns, many different garments, many different robes, yellow, pink, red, blue, and he presented them to the world. We know that Jesus is the key, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farquhar is that Jesus. He holds the key. Well, I tell you, brothers and sisters, this man has just unlocked the door. And the door he unlocked is not a normal 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot door. He has unlocked a 50-plus feet tall door. And if you've ever been to Morocco, in Casablanca, there's a mosque called Mosque Hassan number 2. And they have a door that's at least 50 feet high. You can unlock it, but you need momentum to open it. So what we're looking at right now is the momentum that Almighty God Allah, through this movement, I didn't say moment, through this movement, which means that's an action, that's a verb happening. There's a movement happening that's opening up a door that our beautiful sister will be a representation for the world to see the standard in which how women should dress. They will see the standard of what God's women look like. They will be the standard of the world. And it's interesting because when I think about that, Sister Ava, I think about our Maxine, and I think about when we go to Supreme Wisdom that says, I can sit on top of the world and tell everyone that the most beautiful nation is in the wilderness of North America. Well, who represents that beautiful nation? Our sisters. Our beautiful sisters represent that. So we as men have a responsibility to free them up so that they can utilize the best of their feminine expression. Never have to tap into their masculine expression. We defend them. We protect them. So when I'm seeing and I'm speaking to our dear sister, and she tells me about some of the pressure they're applying on her, and I'm blessed to remind her of certain words the minister says to us about handling pressure and how we're going to be under pressure, but if we continue the work that we do and how the law is going to continue to lift us up and how the fact that there's nothing that Allah will place on us that we cannot handle. So if she's handling level of pressure, imagine what the reward is going to be. It's hard to be the trailblazers. You know, when you send the Marines out, they have to clear the terrain first for the rest of the military to come in. See, this isn't a normal operation. But what I just could say and her beautiful team is doing, they're clearing the way that our sisters and our children will be able to walk through with pearly gates and beautiful golden plated foundations to stand on and know that our sisters opened these doors and pushed it open because our minister unlocked the door for us. So this is truly a humbling experience. I'm happy to be here to help. I'm thankful to be here to help. I'm humble to know that when the sun rises in the west, well, Dr. Ava, the sun is rising. TC, Brother Terrence, the sun is rising. Sister Carmen, the sun is rising. Our dear minister said he can't leave us until he forms Christ in us. So if we're making moves like this, that's a sign that Christ is forming in us. So we have work to do, family. You listening from wherever you are, even if you're unable to travel to Chicago to have another version of a beautiful weekend like you would have at Savior's Day, And you know that vibe you get at Savior's Day when you're around your own. To be able to come into this beautiful city called Chicago and see and bear witness to different international designers who are coming to the call of the voice of our sister. She's not speaking on her own, but she is speaking on the inspiration of Allah. That's not an easy task. That's stepping out on faith. And that reminds me what the minister said. I know the sisters love this part. When our beloved minister said, the home is not a woman's place. The home is not a woman's place. It's her base. The place is wherever her gift will take her. She is free to be who she really is. We are watching our dear sister capitalize, tap into her gifts and talents. And I'm going to close out on this part. If we were to go to Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, it was three men. These three men were given gifts and talents. Two of the men doubled their gifts and talents. And when the man of God came back and he saw them, he was so pleased at what they did that he gave them more. But there was one man who took his gift, and he was upset with God because he only had one gift. So he buried his gift. And God shunned him for that. But I tell you, our dear sister and our beautiful family, you have more than one gift. And as long as you do like Jay-Z said, put me anywhere on God's green earth and watch me triple my worth. Yeah, I got to slide in some hip-hop. That's me all day. But if you do like that, you will see that Allah will bless you. So you see how he's blessing our dear sister Carmen and that beautiful team. So I thank you, Sister Carmen, for allowing me to be a part of the team. I thank you, Sister Ava, for allowing me to be on your call. And I pray that everyone visit Chicago ChicagoMFW.com. Go get your tickets.
Yes.
It starts Thursday all the way to Sunday. And we're honoring particular headliners. I'm not going to tell you who they are. You got to go to the website to see it. And if you're unable to come, go to the website anyway. The last tab says donate. Why do we not donate to a cause that's going to help us continue to further the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? And when you watch this beautiful expression happen, I'm closing out right here. Wait till you see all these beautiful MGT and these beautiful women come draped in the proper garment, draped in the proper robe, looking like royal. And the minister taught us in the Black Family Summit, you want to have a different hue of colors added together. Well, when you see those different hues of colors added together, it will be like a large bouquet of flowers being presented to the world. And we know when you present flowers to the world, that's like presenting life. So I'm going to end there. May we continue to do the work we do, and I love you all. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. I guess, Sister Ava, you say too much preaching going on.
No, listen, that's elevated places. We run the gamut.
Yes,
We're sitting here speechless. This is breathtaking. This is so awe-inspiring. And I'm listening to Brother Hannibal as well as yourself. I love what Brother Hannibal, what you just said about the woman should not have to tap in to her masculine side. I mean, yes. I could talk about that on a Sunday for 3 hours.
Come on. Yes, ma'am.
You know, this, you know, his mathematical delineation of the 75 and the 25%, a call to the brothers to create the environment
within which
the second self of God can be restored. I mean, do we think the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is just talking out off the cuff? Or is there a mathematical precision to the fact that 75% of the work is with the woman? Not like what young brother said to me years ago when I was over the southern region and a young couple approached me in Mobile, Alabama, after lecture, and the brother said, Sister Ava, could you please explain to my wife that 75% of the work means that she's got. I said, no, sir, that you're misstating it. He didn't say 75% of the work is to be done by the woman.
Come on.
75% of what is the work? It's Allah's work.
Come on.
God's work. His work is with the female. And I mean, Sister Carmen, you are doing numero uno required. And that is for the woman to put some clothes on.
Yes,
we're
ma'am.
Not going anywhere, as Fred Sanford would say, anywhere.
Yes,
because there's more to this than taking down Satan. We have to make ourselves acceptable to the Lord of the world for us to walk into this new territory that believers are out here working. They're acquiring land. They're planting vegetables. They're raising cattle and cows and chickens and doing all of this. But all
yes,
of
ma'am.
This beautiful land, when it's returned to us, will we qualify?
Teach.
Because
yes,
if we're going to carry the residue of his arch enemy, do you let your child come in? You're a Muslim. You let your child come in smelling like weed? Do you let them come in at all hours of the night? So what do we think Allah is supposed to do with us? That's
come on.
What I'm getting at. I am fired up completely. And then for this to be the anniversary of a time for justice. I mean, you all are blowing the roof off tonight. This needs to be on a Sunday on webinar.
Praise be to Allah. And you know, I know you asked me, and I do want to share some of the other components of the weekend we are planning on. And you know, with this COVID, we have so many problems, but we are planning on doing a 3K walk, a peace walk, with regards to just ushering in the tone of peace within ourselves so that we can, that can flow over into our communities, into our homes, and into our life. We have Sister Naira, who's coming from all the way from Florida, and she's doing a healing session with the women where we are going to sit down together, and this is not to dump out all that we are going through, but it's for us to unite as sisters and to lock arms and to just feel the emotions of healing, to be able to heal so that we can take care of our families, so that we can take care of ourselves, so that we can let go of some of this excess baggage that we're carrying and that's holding us back. It's time for us to rebuild. We're going to end the weekend with the first art, Modest Arts Met Gala. Now, I did that on purpose because in the fashion world, in their world, one of their biggest events is the Met Gala, and it's nothing but a freak show. They get all these celebrities from all over everywhere. They give them a theme, and then they parade them in front of the world. And then you got all our babies, all of our women, and all of our children drooling over what they see Kim Kardashian in. I got to have that. So I'm saying, oh, hell no. We're going to put on a Met Gala, too. But we're going to do a modest metropolitan gala. And then at that gala, we're going to honor the trailblazers, the individuals who are keeping this thing going, who are trying to usher in inclusion and diversity. I have a gentleman, Mr. Uzo. Mr. Uzo is from Nigeria, Africa. He just did $100 million deal with Dubai, and he is getting ready to build Smart City Legos. Smart City Legos is going to be built as a metropolitan center for technology, and it's going to be a hub for everywhere in the continent of Africa for people to be able to come and enjoy themselves. He's going to have state-of-the-art resorts, an engineering program. He's going to have state-of-the-art luxury malls. And he said, I'm coming to your show, but I want to talk to you about maybe you representing that cluster of manufacturing, because we can import and export with no duty fees. Why are we going to China? Why are we going to India? Why can't we make jobs for each other? That's why he's here. We got Mr. Zabari Nagel, who I've been working with for almost a year and a half. He set up the Modest Center of Fashion. It's called the Ahuda Modest Center of Fashion. He's from Dubai. He is the CEO of the Halal World. He is the CEO of the Islamic Banking Institutions. He said, I want to do something with you, Carmen. I said, well, let's start with you coming to see who Carmen and her people really are. Let's start there. Because if you are in over 40 countries, Muslim countries around the world, and you are going from country to country, he just left Sierra Leone, he just left Tanzania, and you're showing them how to set up a banking institution that is going to be sustainable to that country, I need you to come over here. We have another gentleman. His name is Lexi Mojo Eyes. For 20 years, he has worked with nothing but designers, painters, skincare people, anybody that was doing anything in Africa. He says, I want you to partner up with me because I've gotten the support of every government in the African continent. He just opened up the first e-commerce African store, online store. It's called Ajo Gogo. It represents all of the African designers, all of the African artists, all of the African food people. I mean, it's insane, Sister Ava. And he says, I want to come here. I want to bring my designers. We want to support you. He said, so I told him, your award is going to be called Hands Across Africa. Because I remember when I first came to the Nation of Islam, I remember that final call where we had the brother in America and the brother in Africa holding hands. Come on. People like Minister Akbar, they paved the way for this. So now it's about bringing them here and sitting them down and showing them who we are. This is who we are. We are not the sound bites. We are not the babies running into running their cars and cash and grab. That's not who we are. You need to come and see who the real original man and original woman is in the wilderness of North America. And the only way you're going to see it is through Farrakhan. I'm sorry.
And Sister Ava.
Yes, sir.
Well, it was me. Sister Ava, this is Sister Pamela.
Oh, I'm sorry,
and since
Pamela. I'm sorry.
No problem. And since you brought up the anniversary of A Time for Justice, I just have to say I've been so inspired by Sister Carmen's words, because as she puts the credit on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for the knowledge of what we should be doing, the modesty and all that she does, I need to back up, because anytime you talk about me being an advocate for children and loving black children and trying to fight for black children, I got it from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because there was a time when nobody knew how to love these children during the 90s when the enemy was making them into all these horrible people. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was the only one. He was the only one, you know, talking about who the youth were and really fighting for justice for youth. And that's where I got it from. So I always have to remind myself to say that. And I just wanted to add that into the dialogue because I'm inspired. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So well, I tell y'all, it's rough. I'm not going to even say that. I mean, I got a whole weekend planned, and I pray to Allah that he allows us to deliver what we're going to deliver. I didn't just go to a hotel, Sister Ava. I wanted to put this event in a venue where when the world saw it, they would say, no, not with the melanin and they skin. They didn't do that. I needed them to see who we are. We're working out in 196,940,000 square miles of an open field. I need them to come here, and I need them to be witness bearers to who we really are. So I didn't want to just go to a hotel. That wasn't good enough for me. Because, see, we represent the pinnacle. We represent the pinnacle of high civilization. So, yeah, I stepped out there. Since I stepped out there bad, too. I'm sorry. I'm laughing because it's real. But I believe that Master Farad Muhammad is going to allow us to deliver this baby. I told somebody a couple of months ago, I said, I'm pregnant. They started laughing. They said, oh, man, come on now. Your children are big. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm pregnant. And I'm going through labor.
Loving it.
I got Braxton Hicks contractions going on right now. Because when I deliver what I think God is going to let me deliver in July, I'm going to be helping the birth and usher in a new narrative in the world of fashion. And I don't take it lightly. I don't take it lightly. My God, I wake up in the middle of the night sweating, soaking wet, because I'm thinking about what I'm trying, and I'm praying, and I'm begging the God to allow me to use my talents to do. And it just ain't easy. But the love of you, Sister Ava, Sister Pamela, Brother Terrence, Brother Hannibal, my brothers and my sisters, it gives me the inspiration to just try it, to try the God that we believe in.
And
so
all of
Ava,
you have to go to the website, though. I just have to say that to everyone.
That's right.
Need to repeat a few times. ChicagoMFW.com. The website's going to blow your mind. But go ahead, Brother Terrence.
No. That's right. We want to make sure that we keep saying the website. But I want to really bring in some context, because they lay a strong foundation, a strong spiritual foundation. And let me just kind of, I spoke with Sister Carmen today, I spoke with Brother Hannibal today, but I really want people to understand the context in which Sister Carmen is saying and why she's saying this is so grand. She's doing something that, you know, like millionaires put on. She's doing something that her vision is at a level of free. She's doing something with a free mind, not with a limited mind. So what you're going to get is something that you're going to have a high-end mind to experience, but the modesty of God. And I'm only saying that is because what she's offering is the other world, they put on millions and millions of dollars of fashion that do not spiritually enrich the woman to change the nature of creation. And as we think and as we know, that it's because of the woman that we are in the world is in this trouble. So if we have this modest fashion show, right? And I'm just saying that Sister Carmen is putting on something that is of the highest quality, the highest elegance. And I don't know if you ever, I've been to one of her fashion shows. The elegance of our sisters and the beauty of them in their modeling and their representations of the garment is absolutely amazing. And when you see it, you were like, oh, my God. And you wouldn't even know that your eyes and your, like, just the beauty of it is so amazing, and the elegance and the runway and the stage and just everything about it. And like I said, it's not just a fashion show on Saturday and something that's going on Sunday night. You know, that's the 3K Peace Walk. There's things that are going on Thursday. There's sessions that are going on Friday. There's an opening session on Thursday to talk about fashion. And we know arts and culture, you know, is that thing that shows the creative expression. So fashion is showing the creative wrapping of God in a modest, the way that we should. So this is a beautiful display. And like I said, I've been blessed to watch this. And Sister Carmen has been birthing these for a while. And if we remember last year or the year, a couple of years ago, when she was overseas and took the sisters and everywhere they went and everywhere they were in their garments, people like, you know, like we say in the cadence, whose soldiers are we? Mohammed. Now, everywhere we go, people want to know who we are. And they wanted to know, who are these women? You know, where did they come from? Who are you all? And so this is going to be a magnificent beauty, a magnificent display. And when Sister Carmen said she didn't want to do a hotel because she's an artist. She's like Erykah Badu. She's an artist, and she's sensitive about her, you know. And I'm saying that to say that you create. And that's what a God does, creates. You know, and we say true love is the creative force in which the universe is created out of. So she's been a God, creating and giving the world the real glimpse of what the woman should look like and what God is giving the world, a new glimpse of heaven. So this fashion show is deeper than just, oh, let's go see some people on the runway. No, if you got that mindset, you're already thinking wrong. If you're already thinking about what garment I'm about, you're thinking wrong, even though you're going to be able to see some garments that you can go and get the lines and get this and wear. But you're walking into a whole world, a whole cultural phenomenon that's literally going to shape the reality of the planet. So what we will start off, the spiritual part of what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did when he put our sisters in a garment, and what Sister Carmen and others are doing as we recognize Mother Tanette, as we recognize Mother Khadijah in the garment that they created of the woman of God, we're watching something phenomenal. So that's why this is on the Elevated Places Network, because we are about the elevation of our people, and especially the black woman.
Man,
so
thank
I would love
you all
for the...
much.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry.
I
was
just people
saying
to...
thank you. I'm sorry,
No, I'm just saying
just
go ahead, because people need to know about what's going
go ahead,
on.
Sister Carmen. Yes, ma'am.
No, I just, I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. I just want to say thank y'all, man. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much, man. This is so real to me. I wish people could see what it feels like when something is pure, when your intention is pure, when it's not motivated by money or being seen and heard of men and wanting to be out front, man. This is, to me, when Allah allows me to see what it feels like to have a pure heart. Ooh, Allah, forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me. I don't mean to be so emotional. But we ought to just try it with each other. You know, it's really tapping into the spirit of Allah. And we ought to just try it with each other sometimes. Just be real with one another. Just be a real brother and a real sister and one for your brother and sister, what you want for yourself, and stop looking at people like they got any kind of ulterior motive other than to make their way with God.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what, Sister Carmen, that we will be on the other side of this the day we do that.
Yes, ma'am.
The day we cease to dismiss the God in one another.
Yes.
The day we let go of our admiration of Satan's world and fail to capture Allah's thinking and his vision. And I am telling you, this weekend of events, it's really, in my humble opinion, it's a mercy. Because Master Farid Muhammad, through his servant, and this is my 40th year with Minister Farrakhan, and you know Minister Farrakhan is the epitome of elegance and a special taste he and his wife, Mother Khadija, have for fashion. They themselves and interior design. When we witness this series of events, we're going to be at the Contemporary Arts Museum. We're going to be at Lakeview Terrace Convention Center, Navy Pier. See, this is Master Farid Muhammad allowing us a glimpse into the high civilization. This rebuilding started in the minister's home at 9415 South Damon in Chicago.
Teach.
And back in the day, we met in what was once a funeral home on the corner of 79th Street and Emerald, between Emerald Avenue and Halsted, where the most homicides in this city take place. And many people would have walked past that, would never have come in there. And that man, this world leader, came in there and taught, not just on Sundays. In those days, he was our local minister. He taught FOI. He taught on Wednesday nights. He taught the MGT. He taught on Friday night. When he issued these study guides, he sat down in the folding chairs in the little circles with the believers. And I look back at us on those old films. We had on all kinds of outfits. The only thing that was required is that you be covered up. But we kind of looked like bag ladies, and we had on these crazy hats and scarves, and he didn't press us. He was just delivering the word. But you have a woman like this woman, Sister Carmen, and if you misread a person that's humble and driven by spirit, you know, this elevated places, they all on there preaching and yelling and sounding crazy. That's all right. Keep watching. Keep watching.
Come on, man.
Right there. Yeah. This is our planet. So you can keep lusting for the Chicago Loop and Manhattan and all that. We're getting all that back, by the way, because this continent belongs to the red man, to the brown man, to the black man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, Minister Farrakhan said, he said to me, you know, he saw one-third for the brown man, one-third for the black man, one-third for the red man of this continent when it's all done. There's no Caucasian in the picture. The minister told them in their face, remember, I don't know if it was Savior's Day or at the Criterion, remember he said, the one place you'll be allowed to go is Europe, those of you that are left.
Yes, ma'am.
So you know, I'm just so impressed with just what I see on the website. I wish we were on Zoom so that people could. But go on the website. Go on the website and get your mind blown. If you think we're some little two-bit raggedy operation, the time has come to dress us appropriately. And that means we're about to walk in the door. Like Brother Hannibal said about that mosque and its 50-foot entrance. But we're down to a half hour, so I'm going to get just a few of our callers. I know they're
yes,
all
ma'am.
Agitated. But we don't care because we're celebrating. So that, y'all better get with the program. Enjoy yourself.
Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Sister Ula.
Yeah, I have a brother on there, Brother Daniel.
Yes.
This is Minister Daniel from Louisiana, New Orleans. He came up after Hurricane Katrina. The brother will be the 30th of next month, 89 years young. I thank Allah for his wisdom and guidance. The brother was married, his lovely wife, Sister Henrietta, 60 years of marriage. So, Brother Daniel, I'm going to let you speak.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Well, I thank Allah for the opportunity to speak to my beloved brothers and sisters. This is the day and time that Allah is bringing us together as one. And in order to reach that goal, we have to obey Allah and His messenger. And He told us that one meal a day was the key to our success. And this is the thing that I want to impress on the listening audience. And that is to obey Allah and His messenger. And we'll become a healthy people. God came for one purpose, and that is to give us more days on this earth.
Yes, sir.
And we're wasting our time if that's not our goal. We must obey Allah. I'm 88, I'll be 89 this July. I don't walk with no canes.
Wow.
I don't take no medicine. I have no aches and pains.
My God.
None whatsoever. I don't even have a headache. And I'm going on 89 this July.
Wow.
So I just want our people to understand what Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, came and done for us.
Yes, sir.
You see, I'm a living witness of what He can do for us. We have to give Him praise and thanks. You're not praising somebody if you're not benefiting from what they came to do for you. Well, how can you praise them? When you're praising somebody, you're praising them for something they done for you. And I just want our people to be blessed the way I was blessed.
Yes, sir.
See, Allah came to give us life. And to give us a more abundant life.
Yes.
We have to be obedient.
Yes.
Eat one meal a day. The messenger said that if you eat one meal a day, you won't be sick very often at all. If you eat one meal every other day, you won't be sick half the time that you were sick when you're eating one meal a day. And if you eat once every 3 days, you will never get sick.
Yes, sir.
Think about that.
Yes, sir.
You will never get sick. That is, after you get your body in the condition that it needs to be in.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I just wanted to let our people know that it's a lot more to what Allah have to offer us than we are taking advantage of. He loves us.
Yes,
he loves us so much. He wants us to live 1,000 years.
That's right.
This is the thing that we need to concentrate on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Brother Minister.
Yes, sir. We thank you for that. Thank you for that,
thank
brother.
You.
Thank you.
Yes,
praise
indeed.
Be to Allah. Thank you very much.
As-salamu alaykum.
Now, if that's not a gift from Master
come
Father
on now.
Muhammad,
absolutely.
No, that's right.
See, to
yes.
give us this other all the components that are necessary for us to make it
yes.
into the hereafter coming. My brother said, I have no aches, no pain. Not a headache, nothing, no medication, not walking with a cane. He and the minister were born the same year.
Wow.
1933.
Come on now.
This
man.
Is a phenomenal day and evening.
Yes, ma'am.
So let me try to get a couple of more people. I've got to get my sister in here who moderates Building Our Promised Land, Sister Donna Muhammad, who once a month, Elevated Places Network, we sponsor a Zoom program and show you visually what is being done to begin building. The kingdom of God is being built. I mean, as we're taught, that's why it's called the here. After. We're not going into space or anything. It's right here.
Mm.
Sister Donna, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I got to come down off the ceiling because I'm so excited. I swear I must be through the roof of my house right now. Oh, as you said, this is a celebration. So I just, oh my God, I'm so full. So I just wanted to say this real quick. You know, Sister Carmen, I had the opportunity to work with you and meet you and feel the sincerity of your heart when you were in Memphis in 2009 putting on that town hall meeting.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Health you know, I had the blessing to see in you the desire to serve our people. And I didn't
yes,
know
ma'am.
You were the desire to be. And then in Atlanta at 2016, Holy Day of Atonement, you did a fashion show and my daughter got to model. And that just moved her to the nth degree, because for her to be able to wear modest fashion in front of this sold-out room of people really made an impact on her. So when this fashion show came up, our beloved Sister Coretta had already texted and said, Carmen's having a fashion show. We should go. I was sitting there waiting on that website to open.
Oh,
didn't know how to speak because he didn't know how to get there anything, but I just knew I had to be a part.
Praise
and the minute opened, I bought my tickets. I got our crew together, got our tickets, got our hotel room. We're so ready because we see the significance of this, as you have just outlined perfectly, you and Minister Ava and Brother Hannibal and Brother Terrence. How much more this is than just a fashion. So I just want to express my gratitude for you overcoming all obstacles and everything that you're going through now. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening, if you can't make it, go to the website and donate. There's a donate button. This is not just for her, as you said, not Sister Carmen Show. This is for all of us, especially us women in the Nation of Islam. Put your money where your mouth is and help our sister get this done. So please go to the website and donate. And if you can make it there, make a way. Get with a group of people. Pull your resources like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us and get there, because I feel like I'm going down in history by being able to be there, inshallah.
Praise
so I
people.
Thank you. I thank you.
No,
and this is everybody
you,
from
beloved.
My past, and I'm trying to keep it down a little bit myself. And thank
no,
you
ma'am.
For having
thank
me.
You. Like I said, y'all just don't know. I love y'all to pieces, all of you, every one of you. And I just thank Allah. I thank Allah. I thank Allah, and I can't thank him enough for the sisterhood, for the love. Yes, ma'am. So thank you, and I pray that you're not disappointed. And I do want to say this, Minister Ava, you know how Satan get busy. Well, our Iranian designer, they won't let her out of Iran. We got two Philippine designers that they won't let out of the Philippines. They say they think they're going to deviate. Our African designers, some of them have been approved, and we've been on the phone off and on for the last 3 weeks trying to get visas through, right? But everybody that you see will be a part of that show. If they can't, if they won't let them out of their countries physically, they're going to be there virtually. But I promise you that, inshallah, you will not be disappointed with what you see. Inshallah, we're going to have something so fabulous for you all that, you know, you're going to enjoy yourselves. So
oh,
I thank
that.
Y'all. Really do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Chicago,
MFW.com. You know, I got a special VIP invitation for you and the executive council. You know, I want y'all there. I really do. So, you
oh,
know.
Oh, count on it. Count on
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm getting an ad, too. Trust and believe.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No,
thank you.
We're going to take a couple more calls as we wind down. Let's see. Brother Hoyle, great fisherman out of Memphis.
All praises due to Allah. Just hearing the spirit of my sister and the brother that came after, this is a powerful show. Sister, your work and you bringing the sisters together, you know, Mother Tynetta had a design called the Altai Collection. I remember that back in 2009, it was called the Altai Collection. She, you know, it was kind of a Mongolian type fashion. But
right.
I remember you, like, yeah, right. And I remember you when you came to Memphis too, sister. And, you know, maybe inshallah we'll get something with the brothers because, you know, the devil is after. If you look at all the latest weird fashions they have, they got them all wearing, you know, just looking like just crazy, you know, in these certain fashion shows. And they're trying to, you know, turn our men into women into men in these fashions, especially toward the black male, you know, with dresses on and high heels and, you know, just all kind of crazy fashions. But this, I want to tell you how this is spiritually, minister said, because of the ignorance of the value of the women in the worldwide acts of oppression and suppression, Allah God, in his infinite mercy and power, has set the earth on flame with two great powerful forces, which the Holy Quran calls Gog and Magog, in Arabic, Yajuj and Majuj. And it says in the Holy Quran, in the 21st, it says even when 21st, the prophet, it says even when Gog and Magog are let loose and they shall sally forth from every elevated place. In Surah 18, it says, and on that day we shall let some of them surge against others, and the trumpet shall be blown, and then we shall gather them all together. And according to the Quranic scholars, it is Gog and Magog who will surge against each other. Now, we'll look at what's going on with Russia and America soon in the war.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah says to us, the Gog and Magog are such powerful forces that when they are let loose in the earth, it will create upheaval and the nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So we're looking at this, sister, and what you're doing, you're setting the world on fire and a new standard of beauty. And Allah, you know, back, you know, in the 50s, you know, the devil saw that the MGT were setting the standard. If you look at some of the actresses, they were wearing headpieces back in the 50s.
Yes.
So it's coming back around. Allah, you know, he's running things and he's the master in charge. So, sister, Allah, put your spirit, and I pray, Allah, that you have a powerful spirit. You remind me of one of those sisters that run. I can tell you run fashion shows. I can tell your spirit. My brothers and I and my cousins, we used to work with Ebony Fashion Fair back in the day, my cousins.
Oh,
so
okay.
We both worked back in the day with Ebony Fashion, Bronner Brothers and stuff like that. So my twin brothers under me, they won the Jenny Jones fashion. They were twin top models. They won it on national TV. So I got them started, and I have another cousin. We used to promote shows and stuff back in the day. So, sister,
wow.
I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud of you. Keep it up, and may Allah
just let me be worthy.
And we can get this going with the FOI too. So, and get these brothers out of these skinny jeans suits and some real suits.
Oh, Lord.
Suit and tie. Suit and tie.
Mr. Minister Avery, if you don't mind, I just want
to
share this.
They need to shave.
Yes. I just want to share this with you all. You know, the designers in Africa is really something, because you really get to see the power of the European influence. And I shared that with the brother, because these designers that wanted to come, I said, now, you're not modest designers, but if you're coming to be in this show, you got to give me modest clothing. And when I looked at some of their profiles, you see just what the brother's saying. The brothers are making, you know, they're famous for leisure suits, and that's what I'm looking for. But you begin to look at the aesthetic design, and you see the influence of the European on their cultural design. And that's why I'm happy, too, that they're going to be a part of this, because they need to be reeducated as well.
Yes.
They need to understand how engraved they have become in the culture of the European. And so, you know, he's right. Man, it's something. It's something, but it's a blessing. Like I said before, it's just a blessing, because we, the nation of Islam, we get to be at the forefront. We get to create the narrative this time. And hopefully it's going to spill over.
Praise be to Allah. Well, we have another caller who's been waiting a while, Brother Daryl. Brother Daryl, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Ava. All praises due to Allah that I got on to hear my mother and sister voice. This is a blessing, Sister. I definitely would like Sister Ava to make sure you get my number. This is a dream come true. Allah is blessing us. My mother have designs. May Allah be pleased with it. We lost my mother 3 months ago, going on 4 months. And she's been trying, and I thank Allah that you got me on, Sister Ava. I've been trying for the last 3 or 4 Thursdays to get on, and I get on, then it'll drop. But I want to say this right quick. My mother has tried. She wanted to meet you the time of my wedding, Sister Ava. She wanted to produce her books, her draw. My mother never been to Egypt, nowhere. Allah and the person of Master Ra Muhammad touched my mother when she was a baby, and all kind of talent was in my mother. And we have the drawings, all of her art of her material, how she was designed, and never been to Egypt. Allah put all of this in her, and I want to meet the sister because Rasul seen all of my mother's drawings and designs. Never been nowhere in Egypt, but Allah put this in her hand. She could draw. Her handwriting is so magnificent. People didn't even believe when she wrote a letter that it was her handwriting. But I would love to give her my number, because she had did some things for Mother Khadija, Minister Farrakhan, and never got a chance to see. So she works through us. And sister, when you see the design, we all are one family. And she didn't want it to get out, like you said, somebody steal her work and put it out here. She wanted the nation to have this. So now it's a blessing to hear your voice, sister. Please, I would like to get in touch with my sister. Them got all of her artwork. She had started designing some of the brothers' things. She mainly did for the sister stuff that you would never see that Allah put in her heart and her hand. She just be up all night drawing and sketching and getting color pencils and putting the colors to our sister. You got to see these drawings so we could come together.
I would be honored. I would be honored, sir, in whatever way that I can help you carry on your mother's legacy and her vision. I'm here for you, sir. I'm here for
you. Praise be to Allah. And I heard her and you because you are not giving up. You know, you're speaking about how Africa is taking on a European style and they have to come in to, because this is our world and we're going to put it together.
That's exactly
and
right.
She said that she wanted to do a king queen ball. She was willing to do, her birthday was Valentine, and it hurts me and tears of joy come out that I didn't hear her voice this year, giving her flowers like I did last year. But she's here. She's working through me, my sisters, and my family. And with you, blessing sister, I lost my sight 8 years ago through a surgery. And like you were speaking to Sister Ava, I was at a light with a sister taking me to get some things. We was rear-ended. Totaled my car. And this beast want to give me $1,000 for pain and suffering. I haven't even been to the doctor yet because I can't get in because these beast is here in Florida or something else. They don't love black people. I'm still fighting right now for Hurricane Sally. I'm in the house with mold and stuff. We have to come together. So there's a lot going on in the nation that the minister needs to know about. But it's just, I'm not going to get on that so far. But we're going to have to come together because we are falling apart.
Right.
But you say we love Allah, but we're falling apart. And Allah is separating us. But I want to make sure that I meet with you, sister, if I have to rent something to get to Chicago and be there to meet you in person so we could show you this. But my mother said she wanted the minister and Mother Khadija to see this so they could protect her drawing. We don't want it to get out into the wrong hands. But I'm telling you, my mother got over 100 pages plus of her drawing, and I want to share this, what she want to do. So I'm not
I'll make sure. Yeah, we'll make sure Sister Carmen gets your telephone number.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
I love you all.
Thank you.
And ain't nothing
you
can do
too.
About it. All praise is due to Allah.
All right. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Praise be to Allah. Look at this. Look at what is happening tonight. So we're pretty much we're down to about 7 minutes. And
okay,
so Sister Carmen,
can I
wonder,
share one other thing with you, Sister Ava?
Please, yeah, that's
there
what I wanted to do.
There is a young sister and a young brother, a married couple out of Detroit. They just started their own international modest agency. And they are bringing in young women that want to aspire to be models. And they mainly are going to put together a segment to represent young Muslim women so that those that aspire to enter this industry are not taken advantage of and they're not given to these people and changed into other than themselves. And I'm so excited for them. And I told them, you know, why shouldn't you be a part of what I'm doing? Because if I can open the door, then maybe that'll open the door for you and for all of those young Muslim girls that you're going to protect. Because, see, all this sex trafficking and snatching of our daughters is because they're out there on the streets dressed inappropriate and they don't even understand what they're attracting. So we got to go to work. But I did want to mention them because I'm so excited about having a Muslim modeling agency, somebody that's going to protect these babies who desire to model modest clothing. They don't have to go to the shark and get in the shark tank with the shark and be destroyed. They can be up under an umbrella that supports the beliefs and the principles of Islam.
That, oh, yes, ma'am.
So I just wanted to share that and give them a shout out for their work, because they're doing some awesome work in Detroit, Black Bottom Detroit.
And what's the name of the of their business?
It's Drip International Model Agency.
Oh, my goodness. See, look at how the pieces are coming together so we can keep everything flowing within the same sphere. That
is beautiful.
And, of course, as was alluded to earlier, brothers and sisters, before we start to close down, because I wanted to get some closing remarks from you and if Brother Hannibal had anything as well. But I think the other reason we should all try to be there is that Mother Khadija Farrakhan, the First Lady of the Nation of Islam, is going to be the recipient of the Global First Lady Queendom Award. And that is for her design of the official garment of Muslim women in the Nation of Islam and her many years of innovation and style in modest dress. And so that alone is a reason. But this is going to be a weekend packed with a variety of things. And also, Brother Henri Muhammad, Maestro Henri Muhammad, he was on the, was that last week, Brother Terrence?
A couple of weeks ago, but yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we had Brother Henri on to talk about, actually to talk about what had happened in Buffalo with the mass shootings and the and speaking from an insider's perspective of how the Black community was handling this. But of course, and he will be performing over the course of the weekend.
Yes, he will.
It's just a rainbow of beauty and talent and music and art and culture. And so we really want to encourage everyone that can. And as Sister Donna said, if you can't come, donate or help someone else come. You know, we would like you to maybe sponsor someone to come and attend. And so with that, we're down to about 3 minutes. So maybe if you, Sister Carmen, could take another minute, and Brother Hannibal, if you took 1 minute to close us out. But I want everybody to go away with their minds made up that they're going to do their best to attend.
Yes, ma'am. You know, the only thing that I want to say, dear sis, is thank you, thank you, thank you. And that I love you. I love all of the believers. I'm so thankful for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Messiah in our midst today, the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that brought me into the nation when I was a teenager. I just can't thank you enough. And I feel like that the service that I'm rendering is the rent and board that I'm paying to be here on this earth. I thank God for a roof over my head. I thank God for the clean clothes on my back and the food on my table and anything else that he desires to give me, that's icing on the cake. But I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. And that is, I just want us all to be grateful and thankful and to understand that there is a new world coming, and we're going to usher in that new world, and we're going to love on each other the way that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has loved on us, and we are going to represent that new world order. So I love you. Thank you so much. I'm so humbled every time that
thank
I have
you.
Opportunity to speak with you, to share. So I just thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I just got the signal. We're going to have to sign off. And so I want to thank you, Sister Carmen. Thank you, Brother Hannibal. Thank you, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. Thank you, Sister, our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, and, of course, my illustrious traveling co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. And we were so blessed to hear, thank you, Sister Ula, for bringing Brother Minister Daniel Muhammad on to give us that message that is so needed. May Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding as we leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.